Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here representing Southeast Alaska Friends of Montessori. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you
for having us.
Would you each please introduce yourselves and tell me a bit about your connection to CFOAM, which is the acronym. And Catherine, I'll start with you.
Sure. Hi, I'm Catherine Fritz, and I helped start the Southeast Alaska Friends of Montessori in 1994. I actually began getting curious and familiar with Montessori in the early 80s with my three children. And help start the Juno Montessori School that's over in Douglas today. So today my kids are grown, and I stay involved as a member of CFOAM and really try to work on special events like the ones that we're going to talk about today.
Terrific. Thank you. And thanks for your involvement in the early days.
Yeah, thanks.
And the ongoing involvement forever.
And Chris, how about you next?
I'm Chris Trostel, and a longtime Montessori teacher. I've been involved in Montessori for about 30 years now. And I've been a teacher, a parent, founder of CFOAM with Catherine and a couple other parents, Southeast Alaska Friends of Montessori. I'm taught at Juno Montessori School. My husband and I founded the public Montessori program here back in 1994. I had to think that for a minute, 1994. And now it's grown to be its own school, which is really wonderful, 180, 200 students, something like that. And we started with 9. So it's pretty exciting to see that. I'm also a Montessori Elementary teacher trainer.
So. And you also had our third guest as a student
when
she was a student. Callie, why don't you introduce yourself?
So my name is Callie Connerton, and Chris was my teacher when I was in 5th and 6th grade, and I continued Montessori in 7th and 8th here at Montessori Borealis. And now I actually teach at Montessori Borealis. I teach first, 2nd, and 3rd grade. It's my second year, and I'm loving every single second of it, and also recognizing that all the tiny little tweaks that you make so much of a difference. But I really love Montessori education because it's geared towards every single student and working together as a community, which I think is a really important thing.
Let's talk a little bit about why you personally value or appreciate the Montessori education or the Montessori philosophy.
I love it because when I transitioned in Montessori in 5th grade, I immediately, all the tactile material made everything made sense. There's tactile material for math, the hierarchical colors, and it just made so much more sense to me personally. And all the puzzle, the world is transformed into puzzle maps for kids, and I always love that. I have a kid in my class who's always like, I want to make another puzzle map, and even times himself seeing how fast he can put together the different puzzle maps. So it's just amazing, like the tactile material, as well as it's about the foundation and the community of the classroom and the environment, and as well as, if a child, it's about small group lessons and letting the child work at their own pace.
So it really fit your learning style.
It did, yeah. I really love it.
And Catherine, when you were kind of working early on to bring Montessori to Juno, when you were a mother of school-aged kids, what motivated you to do that?
Well, honestly, the thing that motivated me most was my 3-year-old was not fitting into a more traditional daycare environment. He had so much, he needed outlets for his energy that were not necessarily being supported. And what I found with a very small home setting of Montessori was it wasn't just the small home group, but it was the fact that he could explore and do so many different things. He wasn't confined into, these are the only types of things you can do right now. He had everything open to him. So, and the inter-age, multiple age setting, where there were, children of several age groups, at least 3 age groups in that original home setting. And I was also intrigued with the kind of academic intellectual side of it and started reading a lot about who Dr. Montessori was and why she developed all these materials and how scientifically based her program was. And that really resonated with me as a parent and as a person. So my husband and I worked really hard with several other families in Juno to try to establish a Montessori preschool at the time, the early grades, ages 3 through 5. And I just kind of, like several others, got really hooked and couldn't stop. And then when my older, my second and third sons were born subsequently in the late 80s, it was there for them, and we started growing it more, and then eventually moving it into elementary and then into the public schools. And it's just been a delightful, wonderful part, educational offering of Juneau School District, and have it to be part of the public school program as an option is just really attractive to me, too, because just for a number of reasons, but at the core also was that I couldn't have afforded a private school for three children to go to, and the fact that it was available for in the public sector was really, really cool. So,
is that pretty common throughout the country?
Well, Chris can probably speak to that better
yeah.
than I.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's in most of the largest school districts in the country, and over 200 of the largest school districts in the country have Montessori programs. It's the fastest growing sector of public education is Montessori, and it's public, private, and charter. It's all over the country. It's all over the world. It's expanding exponentially. So we're always trying to train new teachers, bring new people on board because there's such a demand for Montessori and aren't as many Montessori-trained professionals as we need for that. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's an exciting time to be involved.
That's a really great segue into CFOAM and what exactly it is and what you do. I know that, among other things, your organization has provided about $250,000 in scholarships mm-hmm. for Montessori teachers. So that's a pretty incredible accomplishment. How did you do it?
Well, everything from selling used books
and clothing
and clothing
pies.
And, yes, lots of pies. We made a whole lot of pies.
Oh, I remember
way
that.
Back when
I was younger.
And we are very fortunate today. We have charitable gaming as part of our nonprofit status, and so we benefit from charitable gaming. And we
that's the lottery system.
That's the state's what's it called?
Pull tab
system, right. That's allowed for nonprofits and other games like bingo and other things. But we primarily do
pull tabs.
So those funds that are raised through there are spent every year and go back into the programs here in Juneau and potentially Southeast, but we haven't had any takers yet outside Southeast. But that's what we use to send teachers to graduate school. Basically, they're going to a graduate level program to get specialized training in Montessori, and then they come back and teach in Juneau. And
it is so generous.
That money has also gone to purchase most of the materials that are found in the classroom and things like furniture and shelving and flooring and everything to support some of the very particular needs that a Montessori school has with staffing as well. And so it supports lots of things for the children that really benefit them directly.
And you've got a couple events coming up that you want to talk about today. The first is your free public information forum. So what are those about?
I'll be glad to jump in there. So we held these last year and kind of sporadically in previous years. But the point, we were just trying to make this an annual event where we make sure that we are publicly visible and that people can come to a forum and see a Montessori classroom, talk to Montessori teachers, and really think about whether or not this is a career path that they would like to endeavor. So the first one will be tomorrow night, actually, at Juneau Montessori School, which is in the old school over in Sandy Beach on St. Anne's Avenue, the white building with blue trim that the city owns and leases to Juneau Montessori School. That environment is one for toddlers about 15 months through kindergarten age, about age 6. But the forum will include talking about becoming a Montessori teacher at any level. So that's a chance to see that school. The second one will be on the 15th. It'll basically be the same content, but it'll be in our other environment in Juneau, which is Montessori Borealis, second floor of the Marie Drake building on Glacier Avenue downtown. And that's a chance to see our public school program that goes from preschool age 3 all the way through age 15 in the adolescent program, 8th grade. So it's, again, to see the classrooms, meet some teachers, talk to them about, well, how did you get your training and where did you go and how much did it cost? And there's different options of how to do that. And then also we want to make sure people are aware of the CFOAM scholarship program that can help fund that Montessori training.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough that Seafoam funded my training.
Really?
And most of the teachers that teach in Juneau have been funded through Seafoam scholarships.
And there's different levels.
You'd be a good spokesperson.
And there's different levels of training. There's training for if you're interested, which is, you know, there's some pressing needs in Juneau for child care and child care professionals. And there are two levels for sort of preschool. And one is called assistance to infancy for 0 to 3 year olds. That's one level of Montessori training. 3 to 6 for what we call the primary or the Casa dei Bambini, the children's house. And then elementary. And then an adolescent or middle school training as well. So really, depending on what your interest in as an adult in working with children is, there's a place for you in the Montessori world.
Demand, opportunities, and resources, it sounds like.
Yeah,
great.
Exactly.
Well, it would be a good career path for anyone who's listening. And then the other event that you want to talk about today is Montessori 101, Fundamentals of Montessori Education, which is coming up later this month. So what's that about?
Well, that's a 2-day class, and that's for people who want to delve a little bit deeper. You might, maybe you'll go to one of the open house meetings to find out a little bit about Montessori, like, this is intriguing, I want to see what this is, these classrooms look like and these teachers, but now I want to know more. Or maybe you do already have some interest, or you're just hearing about it and you want to go a little deeper. So we're going to talk about theory, we're going to look at the theory into practice, we're going to get active and hands-on with some of the materials, look at all the different environments that we have available in Juneau, from the 3 to 6 year olds through the adolescent, and we'll even have some assistance to infancy things there. And that's being taught by me and by an assistance to infancy teacher trainer as well, Charlene Smith, who has been in Juneau for as least as long as I have, so for a long time.
What is assistance to infancy?
Yeah, that's for the 0 to 3 year old age, from birth until 3. And some of that involves working with parents in the home. Some of that is involved in what's called a toddler community. And Juneau Montessori School over in Douglas has a infant toddler community from about, I think it's like 15 months up to about 2.5 when children transition into the 3 to 6 or the primary setting. So some of those, they're not hard and fast rules. We transition children when they're ready in those environments as they grow into independence and in their own development. So it's a 2-day class, and teachers are welcome to take it. UAS is partnering with us. You can receive one credit for the class. You don't have to take it for credit. We're partnering also with a training center in Portland, Montessori Northwest. They're one of our sponsors as well. And so if people want to register, I can give you that information, how to do that as well.
Excellent.
And the really cool thing, especially like as an adult, like I was in training and there was a bunch of people that had never really worked with the materials as a child. And I was very lucky because I did. But they were like, oh, my goodness, I wish I had learned this way. And there was like the amazingness that they, like the awe was incredible that they had from like the simple math materials that I was lucky
you
enough to work with.
A video, a link to a YouTube, somebody sent a link to a YouTube video that I watched before, I watched earlier in the day as I prepared for this interview, and it was captivating. And I saw the little ones playing with all this neat stuff, and I felt the same way, like, oh, I wish I'd had that. And that video is a little too long to share in this interview, but it was a great resource. And speaking of resources, where can we find out more information about Seafoam, about these upcoming events, scholarships, all of that?
Well, I'll jump in with that. Seafoam has a website, and it's seafoam-friendsofmontessori.org. So I think if you just get as far as SEAFOM, the internet will take it to the, from there. And there is information about these upcoming events on that. There's also information about how to become a teacher and some other. There's a lot of good things on that site. It will also link you to some national websites, such as AMI, Association Montessori International, and there are some YouTube videos that are linked from that site as well. You can go to YouTube and Google Montessori, and you'll find some really neat things to watch.
If you want to register for the class that we're offering, it's going to also be held at Marie Drake on January 19th and 26th. It's 2 Saturdays, 8:30 to 4, 2 full days. It's a 1-credit class through UAS. If you want to take the credit, you don't have to do it for credit. You can go to Montessori-Education. nw.org, and the NW is for Northwest. And on that page, there's a link to workshops, and you'll see it under the workshops. And so there's a registration link there where you register for the class, and they've also put up the registration link for UAS if you want credit as well.
Well, Callie, Chris, and Catherine, thank you so much for all that great information. Thanks for doing what you do. These forums on the 10th and the 15th, they sound terrific. The training class, or the Fundamentals of Montessori Education class on the 19th and the 26th sounds very good as well. We've got all the information if we have questions. Is there anything else you wanted to add while you're here today?
I'd just like to quickly thank the entire Juno community, the hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have been part of Montessori education for these 30 years, and let's keep it going.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Juno.
Thanks for being here, you guys.